Welcome to Avyoim Yerushalmi. We're holding Kilayim Daf Samichvov in the Oiz Vador edition. Perek Shvi, beginning of Halacha Hey. Starting Samichem with base in the bottom. Says the Mishnah, HaRuach Shil Alo Sakfonim Al Gabei Tvur. If the wind blew the kfonim, which means the branches of the tree, where you have the grapes, and they are now Al Gabei Tvur, they're now on top of the grain, Yigdor Miyad, he needs to put it back in place and tie it up, not to allow it to go back again on top of the grain. Vim ira oines motor. But if there was an oines, and he wasn't able to do it immediately, so that even though it grew over there, it will not become kilayim, because he's not interested in it. Tvur sheinoita tachas agefen. If you have the grain growing under the grapes, as Rav Chaim puts out over here, we're not talking about the grain itself, we're talking about the leaves. Vechen biyerek, similar in vegetables, when the leaves of the vegetable are under the vines, Magzir Veinu Mekadesh. Just bring it back, take it out from there. It does not call Eisur Kilayim because you don't have the actual fruits or vegetables themselves. Me'emosai Tvua Miskadeshes. When does a union of Kiddush, Kiddush means when does it become Asur and Kilayim, Asur Be'ano? When you have the grain growing next to the vine in the way that it's Asur. When does it become Asur? Says the Mishnah, Mishetashlish. When it gets to a third of its growth. Vanovim, and the grapes, when they grow, when do they become asur? Mishiyasu kepoil halovon. The time it takes for it to grow to the size of poil halovon, it's a very, very small initial stage of the growth of the grape. Says the Mishnah Daf Samech Vav Amud Aleph, Tvuo sheyofsho kol tzarko. If you have a grain that's completely dry, it's not growing anymore, vanovim shebishu kol tzarko, and grapes are completely ripe, Eino miskachos, they don't become asur and kilayim, because only when there is a growth, then you have an isur. Says the Gemara, ukiven aza yisaper. Our Mishnah said that the grapes, you have to be goyder. Goyder means you have to put it back together and tie it up. According to Ben Azza, you have to do more than that. You have to actually cut these branches that went on to the grains. Ashkan tani, Rabbi Akiva, omla yachzir. Ben Azza, omla yisaper. We find a brisa that says, Rabbi Akiva is the one who says, bring it back. Like our Mishnah says. And Benazah says, Isapa, you cut it off. Once it gets to a third of its growth, then it becomes also. Is Tani, Tani, Mishitashlish. Some have in the Mishnah a different gear. So, Mishitashlish, when it gets to a third of its growth, Mishitashlish, the minute it has roots going to the ground, meaning right in the beginning of its growth, even if it did not get to a third, it's already a Yisr. Says, Mamandoma, Mishitashlish, Mesayel, Abirchadon. The one who says Tashrish goes like a Birchanon. That we learned earlier in the Masechta that when you have a wind that blew the seeds into the vineyard, so then if you have even grass, you have to take it out. And the minute it grew something, you have to burn it. So Rabbi Yochanan explains over there that everything becomes Asur immediately. Meaning right when you have a Hashrasha, when it has roots over there, it becomes Asur. This works with our Mishnah. If you read the Girsa of our Mishnah, Mishetashrish, the minute you have roots, it's already Asur. Mind all of Mishatashlish, the one who has the Girso reaching to the third of its growth, Mesayel Arbishayo. That works with Arbishayo over there, that he says that you just turn it around, make sure they don't continue growing, and doesn't become Asur until you get to the third of its growth. Ve'anovi Mishiyasu Kapol Alovon, again the size of the grape, to become Asur. Omar Abchanina Brei Davilel Dichti V'Tvua Sakerim. It's called, it says in the Pasuk, the Isur is Chal, happens when it becomes Tvua Sakerim. So there's a certain growth of the vineyard, it's called Tvur Sakarim, and then the Gemara knows it's Kepoil HaLovon. Tvur Shiyavash, when it gets dry, Keni Mastisi, Eino Miskachos. They don't become Asur. So the way Reb Chaim learns, the Gemara is trying to tell us, the items that don't grow, they don't become Asur. So if a Tvur is fully grown, there's no Yisur Kilayim if it's next to a vine. If the vine is fully ripe, it won't be Yisur Kilayim if it's next to the Tvur. But if the tvur is fully grown and the grape is not, so the grape will become asur. It's only in a miskachos, only they don't become asur themselves, but they will cause isur to others if they didn't reach the full growth. Halach Evav says the Mishnah. Atzitznaku mekadesh bekerem. If you have a perforated plant, they're always throughout Shas, we learn about it. Atzitznaku means that we look the way we look at it, as the Gemara is going to explain to us. That you see whatever is growing in the plant to be connected to the ground. It's part of the ground. It's like having a tree connected to the ground. So atitznakov mikadesh bekerem. So if you have an atitznakov of grain and you put it into a vineyard, so it ruins the vineyard. It has the din of kilayin. The shein and akum. But if the plant is completely closed and there's no hole over there, ain't a mekadesh. It's not. It doesn't cause isur kilayin, even though it's also midiraban. Shimon Oimer is zevizeh asurim v'lo mekadesh. Shimon says no. Even a tzitz nakov, even a perforated plant, is not considered to be connected to the ground. They're both considered to be detached, and therefore it doesn't cause isur kilayin midiraisa, only midiraban. Continues the Gemara in Daf Samech Vav Amud Beis. Hamavir atzitz nakov bakerem. One who is holding atzitz nakov and is going through a vineyard, if it grows, one of 200 becomes asur. Because we're going here with the idea that growth causes the issue of kilayim. So if he's walking through the care, through the vineyard, and you have atzitz nakov, according to our bottom, the whole atzitz nakov is connected to the ground. So if you have a growth that's oisei kilayim, this becomes asur. Says the Gemara, Tani ain bin atzitz nakov, the atzitz shein or nakov. There's no difference between a perforated plant and one which is not. The only difference is regarding Hechsha Zroim. Hechsha Zroim means when you have seeds that have on them water, they get tumo. Before they have water, they don't get tumo. But that's only when they're tallish, when they're detached from the ground. As long as they're connected to the ground, there's no tumo. So Hatzitz Nokuv is considered to be connected to the ground, so there's no tumo that can happen. But Hatzitz Sheino Nokuv, once it gets water, it will have tumo. So that's the difference between Hatzitz Nokuv and Hatzitz Sheino Nokuv. That's the only difference. Okay, that says the Gemara Kerab Shimon. That looks like a Shimon in our Mishnah. The old, usually there's no difference between Atiz Nakuv and Atiz Shein and Nakuv, except in this case, as Gemara is going to explain in a moment why this is different. Pram Kerabanon, Barakot Rabanon, Yisukharani, there's other differences. For example, Atiz Nakuv Mikadish Bakerim, Atiz Nakuv is going to cause Kilayim in the Kerim, Shein and Nakuv in the Mikadish. Shein and Nakuv is not causing Kilayim der Rice in the Kerim, as our Mishnah says. Another example, Hatoylish me'atitz nokuv, someone who detaches from atitz nokuv on Shabbos, chayev is considered to be that he pulled that from the ground. Mishayinu nokuv, if he takes it from inu nokuv potter, it's not a yisur Shabbos, so he takes it from a plant which is not connected to the ground. Says the Gemara, now going back to what we just said, atitz nokuv einu machshes azroim, v'sheinu nakuv machshes azroim. Meaning, this is really part of the list of the differences, but this difference, everybody agrees, that's what the Gemara mentioned before. If you have a perforated plant, so it does not cause Hechsha Zroim because it's considered to be connected to the ground, and if it doesn't have a hole, so then it does have Hechsha Zroim, and then everybody agrees. Why will this be different than the other cases? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yisrael Amar Lo Stam. Rabbi Yisrael said the answer in general without bringing a source. He said the name of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. The Torah said a lot of words in Taras Zroim, I mean, using exactly the word Zerua. What's the puzzle? When you have from the Nevelo, Tumo, falling on what? Al kol zera zerua asher yizareya torhu. As long as it's connected to something which is still connected to the ground, still planted in the ground, it's tar. The fact that the Torah said so many words to describe something which is connected to the ground comes to include also atitz nokuv, a perforated plant. Says the word tani atitz shein nokuv atitz, which completely sealed ma'asoyso mehalocha. It's chavin meiser is halocha of the rabbanon. The truma soy eino medamas. The truma is not really truma, so if it gets mixed up with chulin, doesn't make it dimua, halachas of dimua have to do with truma that mixed with chulin. Someone who eats the truma of atzitz shein nakuv doesn't have to pay an extra fine of 25% like you pay in a regular truma. Rabbi Yisi asked the question. Shouldn't you say on bread made out of wheat that grows from atzitz shein nakuv, hamoitzi lechem min haaretz, is it considered to be coming from the ground? Or because it's detached from the ground, it's not considered to be growing from the ground? Another question. Rabbi Yisi asked, Kend las ketolush ulesakech bo. The Gisa Rav Chaim is not about las ketolush ulesakech bo. Do you look at a pumpkin growing in atzitz shein nakuv as something which is detached from the ground? You can use it for schach. As Rav Chaim explains, we're not talking about the actual fruit, talking about the leaves. Usually, leaves you can use for schach, but the leaves need to be detached from the ground. If it's an atzitz shein nakuv, is it detached that you can use it for schach or not? By another question that's brought down the Gemara, not the chamesh kfonim bechamisho atzitzim. You put in five vines and five different atzitzim, five different plants. According to the gist that we have here, she'enu mekuvim. We're coming to emphasize that they're not perforated it's sealed. Reb Chaim says it doesn't make a difference. He was going to tell us that regarding trees, there's no difference between acts as nokuv and vishayin nokuv, because the roots penetrate the plant and go into the ground. So it's considered to be atis nokov even when it's ein nokov. So that's why Reb Chaim takes away the words sheinam nekuvim. So now the chamesh kvarim chamish atis. So you have five vines and five different plants. V'asom shtayim kereget shtayim v'achaz yotze zonov. And he put it in the shape of a vineyard. We learned before, what's the shape of a vineyard? When you have five trees, one row of three, one row of two, which means there's a box of four and one sticking out. So l'chor that becomes a vineyard. At Omar Kerem, this will be a Kerem. You have five vines that are connected to the ground, they're considered to be connected to the ground. So then you have a vineyard. Says the Gemara now, Hof Choy, Eino Kerem, according to the use of the grow that Reb Chaim brings. The Gemara tells you, but if you turned around, if you start moving these plants, because the plants are movable. So when the plants are arranged in a shape of a vineyard, they have a dim of a vineyard. But once you rearrange them, they don't have the shape of a vineyard anymore, they're just one long row. So they're not a Kerem anymore. Says the Gemara, v'yesh kerem mitaltel. Could it be that a kerem, a vineyard, could be moved, could be changed? That there's such a thing that a vineyard, when it's arranged one way, has a din of vineyard, and then it's able to be moved and not be a vineyard? So the Gemara stays according to this gear. So the Gemara says that as a question, that this thing seems not to be mistaber. Other mefarshim would say that this whole question was all part of the Gemara. The Gemara says, does five vines and five plants make a vineyard? So the Gemara, according to that, if you move it around, it won't be a vineyard. So can it be kerem metalta? Is it such a thing as a kerem that's moved? It's not no such thing as a movable kerem, and therefore it will never be a vineyard. So according to this other gear, so the Gemara changes her mind and says it will not be a vineyard. According to the Vilna Gaon's gear, so the Gemara just asks us a question, but we still remain with the statement that it is a vineyard. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Kilayim Das Samech Vov.